After meeting with Chinese leadership in Beijing, Tunisian President Kais Saied said his country shares many principles and ideals with China. He said, Tunisia wants to intensify its work with China and explore new cooperation opportunities in areas such as healthcare, transportation, and tourism. After their meeting last month, Chinese Prime Minister Liu Jiang said his country is ready to work with Tunisia in cooperating on joint projects and on various initiatives launched by China. Munzer Thabit is a political and economic analyst on Tunisian affairs. He says Saied's growing relationship with China might be aimed at pushing back against Western nations.
أن ثمة مبالغة في الذهاب إلى تأويل الزيارة الأخيرة والمشاركة للرئيس كايس سعيد في القمة.
Thabit says he thinks there is an attempt to reduce the pressure exerted by the European Union and especially the United States in relation to Tunisia's political situation and in relation to financing the Tunisian economy. The European Union and US have been critical of Saied's increasing control over Tunisia's government and recent crackdowns on his domestic critics. Some analysts note that China seems to focus more of its engagement in North Africa on economic ties compared with Russia's growing military ties in Sahel and Central African nations. In recent years, China has funded several projects in Tunisia. Alessandro Scipioni is an Italian analyst who studies European Union and North African ties.
China have already contributed to several infrastructure projects in Tunisia, such a hospital in Sfax, and China actually had bids for projects like the port of Bizerte, and is already taking other significant projects in Djerba. For example, China donated the new academy where the new Tunisian diplomats graduate.
Scipioni says China is particularly interested in sea access in the region.
So you must consider that China pursues its own strategy that envisions the Mediterranean Sea as a Chinese sea, a continuation of you know this route of goods, capital, people, interest flowing from China to India, to Africa and the Gulf. So this route passes through Suez and has also in Italy, in the port of Gioia Tauro, and in Greece, in the Piraeus. So I think this strategic partnership between China and Tunisia clearly demonstrates the strategic vision of Beijing.
Since establishing relations 60 years ago, China has become one of Tunisia's leading suppliers of consumers' goods. The two have agreed on a number of issues, including the One China policy, under which Beijing considers the self-ruled island of Taiwan part of the country. For Voice of America Africa, I am Noura Hafayez in Tunis.